The legend lives on from Ulysses on down, of the queen who launched ships with her beauty. Fair Helen has got modern Trojans now long for Miss Jennifer Lopez's booty. 'Cause baby got bling, acts and dances and sings, she's a street fashion overachiever. She claims to our shock she's still Jen from the block, but any putts know she's a diva. Along came two pals from obscurity's bowels, near Boston they're young and they're Catholic. One's cute and tough, one can act and write stuff, the other one's name is Ben Affleck. Well, B and J meet when they buy the same street, and Ben says, me leave Matt, you pretty. So Jen says, smart choice, but I'm true to my boys, like old what's-his-name, Judd and P. Diddy. But BF, it seems, ghetto punks Chris Judd's dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy.
Wait a minute, that's a different song. We're on the wrong song. Where were we? Here we go.
Their agents smell gold and the two soon get sold as news for the tabloids to feed on. They say it's great press if you meet on the set, so let's find you a set you can meet on. The film we suggest is directed by Brest. I swear there's no pun intended. He's nearly bounced back from the failed Meet Joe Black, and with Geely his cred will be mended. The couple signs on, but things start to go wrong when they bitch, the breast says, beg your pardon. Your fans blow their bucks even when the film sucks, which describes every movie you've starred in. Production's complete, though the buzz can't compete with Extra's first couple in action. It's finally released, yes, they unleashed the beast and then race for the public's reaction. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when a film turns the minutes to hours? The critics agreed they'd prefer just to bleed or get two thumbs way up their bowels. Meanwhile, Ben's proposed, but they're overexposed. Say their agents, it's best if you lay low. When they forge right ahead, there's no wedding instead. Come the wreck of Ben Affleck and J-Lo. Will some blame the mess on the strip clubs or press, or betting or booze or Ben's mother? But most are so sick of the pair that they stick to the hope the pair's poisoned each other. Oh, somewhere below Lake Ontario are the cities and homes where they grew up, and Matt Damon still where Ben hunts for goodwill but admits he left Geely and threw up. So Jennifer's gone, but they each will move on to a new improved trophy fiancé.
But Ben won't rank near People's Man of the Year and forbades the press flocks to Beyoncé. Oh, the legend lives on from the Trojans on down, of the queen with the bod and the halo. And they'd all shed a tear and yell, please end this here, for the wreck of Ben Affleck and J-Lo.